You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Health Department says they recorded 23 coronavirus deaths and 113 new cases in the past 24 hours. 22 of the 23 deaths are linked to aged care clusters. It's the third deadliest day of the pandemic so far, after 24 deaths were recorded yesterday. Victoria's death toll now stands at 485, and Premier Daniel Andrews says while the state is experiencing fewer new infections, the state will still open up only gradually.
We're on the cusp of double digits. It's not that long ago that we were at 700 and sort of mid 700s. The strategy's working, and that's really important.
New South Wales has recorded 9 new cases of COVID-19 as a cluster of infections at a Sydney gym grows. Health officials have issued alerts from the gym and for people who attended a dance class at a separate site in Sydney's east. Anyone who attended the City Tattersalls gym between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the 19th, 21st or 23rd of August should get tested for COVID-19 and isolate at home for 14 days after that cluster on Thursday grew to 8 people. There are currently 6 coronavirus patients in intensive care in New South Wales. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says people should isolate immediately if they're directed to do so.
If directed into 14-day self-isolation period, you must stay in isolation for the full 14 days, even if you test negative during this time. Early testing may not detect an infection, and release from self-isolation based on a negative test could allow an infectious person to infect other people in the community.
Queensland has another 2 cases of COVID-19. One is a traveller who returned from Papua New Guinea who's in hotel quarantine, while the other is a man who works as a trainer for prison officer recruits. 14 recruits and 11 of the man's colleagues have been tested, and Queensland's correction facilities have been placed in lockdown as a precaution. Deputy Premier Stephen Mayne says the source of the man's infection is unclear, although he does live and work close to the youth detention centre, which had a COVID-19 outbreak.
While we can't yet identify a clear link with the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre, this individual lives in Forest Lake, works in Wacol, both locations where other cases from the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre cluster are known to live and or work.
Labor's Anthony Albanese has again delivered a scathing attack on the Prime Minister's failures in the aged care sector, this time in a speech at the National Press Club. Mr Albanese still says Senator Richard Colbeck should lose his ministerial title over his stumbles when delivering nursing home death figures related to COVID-19. The opposition leader says the government has left a legacy of neglect and he's encouraging it to implement guaranteed minimum staff levels in aged care.
Neglect is people left hungry, alone in their rooms. Neglect is a system totally unprepared for the coronavirus. Older Australians in aged care and all those who love them deserve far better than this. It's a shocking tale, it's a shocking indictment, and the neglect spreads far.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has promised the government will double its efforts. Meanwhile, Alison McMillan, the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, says health workers have really performed well during the pandemic and many residents are returning to aged care.
We are increasingly grateful to the flexibility, particularly of nurses and patient care assistants, to be able to meet the needs of the community during this time. So the work of the Victorian Aged Care Response Centre will continue, and we will continue to see, hopefully, the decline in the number of outbreaks and a return of residents to this facility, which is commencing now as people move back from where they've been transferred to hospital back into their homes in Victoria.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.